On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mgonazi has praised community members for helping foil a planned revenge attack in Wentworth. Officers received information about a group that was allegedly plotting to kill the suspects accused of gunning down two brothers outside a church in Mirbank on Saturday. They were attending their uncle's funeral and one of the men had just delivered a tribute. The motive behind the double murder is still unclear. Mgonazi says the revenge hit was meant to take place yesterday. He was speaking at a stakeholder engagement session with the Durban business community last night.
Through the member of the public who voluntarily sat and observed the suspects that were involved to pay revenge, and were successful in apprehending one of them in Wentworth, where we recovered him with two unlicensed handguns, with ammunition, a lot of guns, drugs, as well as money. And so the team is still interrogating to try and establish if he was going to pay revenge. Surely they know who committed the evil deed over the weekend. So we appreciate the role that the community plays in sharing the information to us.
Environmental officials have hailed the bust of a suspected rhino horn trafficking ring as a major win in the fight against international wildlife crime. Among the six arrested is former rhino conservationist John Hume. Hume, who's in his mid-80s, used to own Platinum Rhino Conservation in the Northwest. Hawks investigators say they uncovered allegations of fraud involving government officials who issued permits for more than 900 rhino horns to be sold locally, but which were instead shipped to illegal markets in Southeast Asia. The group lined up in court in Pretoria yesterday on a raft of charges. Hume was granted bail of 100,000 rand. Environmental spokesperson Chelsea Wilkin says they welcome the arrests.
We welcome progress of the Hawks in dismantling an international rhino horn syndicate. It is very clear that the Hawks are making progress on cracking the international syndicates that are responsible for the poaching of our wildlife.
Three suspects have been killed in a shootout with the police in Mamelodi East in Gauteng. The Hawks say an exchange of gunfire broke out during a raid and the search of illegal weapons. Spokesperson Christopher Singo says they recovered a rifle and two pistols.
The police visited the house. Upon arrival at the premises, a shootout ensued between the police and the suspects. Three suspects were fatally wounded by the police and one suspect fled the scene.
And discussions have continued on the framework of a possible peace deal for Ukraine. U.S. and European military officers have been meeting in Washington after President Donald Trump's talks with both leaders of Russia and Ukraine over the past week. He's ruled out sending American troops to Ukraine to help enforce a peace deal, but suggested air support instead. Trump says he still believes European countries are the first line of defense when it comes to Russian aggression in Ukraine. He also warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin would face a rough situation if he didn't cooperate in the peace process. Back home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay, 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Orlando Pirates are looking for first points of the season tonight when they host Stellies in the Betway Prem. Springbok centre Damian Dialindi says he's ready for the battle against Wallabies centre Joseph Suwalii. And if you missed it earlier, Mo Salah has won the PFA Player of the Year.